We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout. Berlin would say they took my breath away. I might have to watch that. That's kind of a once-a-year thing for me. I watch Top Gun at full blast inside the house, and Margie usually just goes to bed with headphones
leaves.
On. I'm just sitting out in the living room going, yeah!
No, Goose!
No!
Don't pull too quick!
Oh, they're stalling now, man. They're stalling! Get out of there, man! On that note, hey, welcome to the Friday Packet. It is Sunday, October 14th, 2018. What's going on? How are ya? We are on the Patreon. We have so many Patreon subscribers. We could just, this is raining money into my bank account.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/thefridaypacket. If you want to become a RoboCop level member of the Friday Packet, you like what you hear, and you'd buy that for a dollar, go on over and do it. If you want to do it for half a year, that's like $6.
Please do it.
If you want to do a full year, that's $12. That's a big investment, I know. But
Or we got we got that deal where we'll let you do 2 years for $24. That's pretty.
That's a screaming deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call a screaming deal. We also have an email account, thefridaypacket@gmail.com. We did get an interesting email from an anonymous sender.
Our source inside city government.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Mr. Woodward, I think it.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Mr. Bernstein?
Yep, that's the
Mr.
one.
Mr. Woodward. Oh, whatever. So last episode, we were trying to figure out what Tina Volek's salary actually was. And I think we were at like the $100,000 mark. But in 2016, they updated her salary to $155,000 a year. Before that, it was at $130,000, and apparently people got pissed off when it was brought up to the median income level of $150,000 because she was at $130,000, and people got pissed off about that. At the time, she did have vehicle allowances and housing allowances. That seems to be the common thread across city administrator.
It does.
Salaries and contracts.
Those are pretty nice perks.
Mm-hmm.
Bennies, if you will.
But at the same time, the assistant city administrator was making, God damn it, what was he making?
160 or something like that?
Yeah.
Assistant city was 141. So she was at 130 and he was at 141.
Oh, so he's making more, right?
Mm-hmm.
With much less scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they pointed to that as to us. This city administrator, who is, we are now in, let's start at the bottom. Chris Kukulski from Bozeman, Montana, is your potential new city administrator out of Bozeman. Huzzah.
That was for Sammy.
Kukulski or Kukulski, as I like to call him.
Because Kukulski.
I'm dyslexic and left-handed, and I can't read, so... I'm going to call him Kukulski.
I don't blame you.
So he'll be making around, I want to say the 180 mark. You think that's like a fair, he's actually got some guy negotiating for him.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Really?
So the headhunter people who found him, he's got a rep who's negotiating for him as well.
Ah.
So that'd be going down. Those negotiations in the past or in the next couple of weeks.
That's an all right deal.
I think it's, we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's good to have somebody in place before our current one retires.
Which is nice.
This month.
Before
November 16th, which is a payday, of course.
I wonder if he's taken 2 weeks of vacation prior to that, too.
I'm sure he's got some PTO.
Yep.
built up, if you will.
Nice. Non-consecutive only.
Non-consecutive. Bruce.
1 week at a time.
Nice. So you did a Harvest Fest yesterday, which was a beautiful, sunny, bright Billings, Montana day.
Yeah, right? Perfect fall weather.
It was.
29 degrees and snowing all day long.
About 20 people came, you think?
25.
All right.
It was sparsely attended, but surprisingly well attended, actually.
If I knew they had beer there, I would have showed up.
See, that's...
I did not know that. I thought it was just like a family-friendly event where kids ride around on hay bales and watch their father cut themselves on a knife while carving a pumpkin or...
Adorable.
You know, stuff like that.
Medical staff was on hand.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So you had that going on. Got to wake up at the butt crack of dawn, right?
Well before. Got there at 4 a.m.
Would you say you got at the taint of dawn?
Yep. Yep. Right at the back of that dawn sack.
Oh, the old witching hour, as they call it.
Yep. The itching hour.
Dark money is just pouring into the state. They can't get enough ads on air, you know, fast enough.
Yeah. It's crazy. I got
12 mailers in the past 2 days.
Oh, my God,
just random shit. And then I got one that says I wasn't registered to vote absentee.
I got that one, too.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Apparently, that was just a sham because everybody keeps sending him into Brett Rutherford at the voting place. And he's like, you know, 6 out of 1,000 may not be registered. But it's just people just like. I'm just going to sign all this information and send it in.
Do you think it's a ploy to get everybody registered for absentee voting, or do you think it's a ploy to clog the elections office?
Well, I looked up the little thing at the bottom of the, you know, this is sponsored by this ad approved by such and such, and it was a progressive candidate super PAC. That was pushing for it. So, you know, judge it what you will, I guess.
Probably just an effort to make sure everybody is then.
I guess.
Yeah.
It was just really weird. Really freaked me out. But the brochures keep getting more and more elaborate. Maybe I am up on a soapbox.
And inflammatory.
And inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Matt and the old two-time tester or whatever they're calling him. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I guess they didn't.
Stressful.
They couldn't come up with any clever nicknames for Tester.
Mm-hmm. Beltway John. I think that was one of them.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
God. Marilyn Matt and Beltway John.
Yeah. It's just the onus on those four. So, the Congress. So, you got Kathleen Williams and Gianforte. Tester and Rosendale. And that's seems what a lot of the focus is on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is natural. There's just a shit ton of money coming in.
I seem to be getting more Williams and Gianforte.
Really?
Mailers myself. It's probably 2-1 in my house. But I don't know if that's just something about my demographic or my address or what.
It's got to be because I keep getting a mix of Tester and Rosendale. Haven't got really any Kathleen Williams stuff.
Did you get some from both sides?
Yep.
Yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why that is.
And it seems like they fold it a specific way into your mailbox too.
Mm-hmm.
When I come home, it's, you know, always. I wonder if they go to that extent.
To study how it will be jammed in a mailbox.
Yeah. So it pops out. So it pops out and you can see a certain thing of it. Or if it's on top of your actual mail or if it's wrapped around your mail in a certain way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them. Maybe I'm just being paranoid.
Yeah, you might be, but I don't know. There's lots of. Lots of market
maybe
study
just
going
a moron.
On.
I don't know. Well, but that's just been established that I am.
Let's not eliminate that possibility for either of us.
I'm just going to do wild conjecture.
I'm just trying
speculate
to
wildly.
Read my mail and it says John Tester likes to eat babies.
All I want to get is my Spectrum deal. This is I can get cable for $30. Sounds like a screaming fucking deal.
I love cable.
Unless I live in Great Falls and then just shut off the internet for 3 days straight. Don't explain why. Which was a thing.
Really?
Yep, Margie was up there canvassing, and the internet was just done for 3 days.
In Great Falls.
In Great Falls, and just shit just stopped.
Hmm.
No commerce. None of the scanners that, you know, the stores were really working all that well.
Good God.
No.
Did somebody forget to call before they dig or something?
Something like that. Was I don't know if like a wind turbine like went off its mooring, just like bored into the ground and cut through a fiber optic cable and Judith Gap or what that deal was.
Was it, did like data on your phone work?
Yeah, you could still get that, but it was, internet was just spotty. Well, emails were like kind of going out and she was a little isolated up there in the old Big Dirty, as we call it. Big Dirty.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Is that like Big Sandy?
Mm-hmm. The Big Dirty. Got the ass hats there in Bozeman. Sausages in Missoula. The Big Dirty. In Great Falls.
Yeah. Sausages.
Sausages everywhere, man.
That's right. Good God. I love it so
much.
All
right, election. There's got to be some sort of debate tonight where they're just sort of not really debating anything and just spouting
talking points
repeatedly. I wish someone would just say something stupid and crazy and actually engage in conversation.
It'd be weird, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah. I saw John Tester drink his own pee once.
I did. He probably open mouth kissed a horse like two or three times. As I would say.
That's right. It's really like infuriating watching those damn debates, though, because the moderator's like, how do you plan on protecting Medicare for our older residents? And this guy doesn't like guns.
It doesn't pertain to the question.
Yeah, just nothing at all. Just, okay, thanks. He took money from super PACs.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, about Medicaid. He's a flat earther.
When I go to the playground, I like to play in the sandbox. Matt likes to go on the swing set. He's a jerk.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Cat food, more like borophil. Get out of here, Matt. Are you human?
Goddamn Marilyn Matt.
Goddamn Marilyn Matt and his development and
turning all our farmland into houses.
Yeah, and he looks like Kylo Ren when he furrows his brow.
Kind of does, yeah.
Yeah. The other big news is Mike Ferguson is leaving the Billings Gazette staff, the city, you know, the city beat reporter.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, he's going to, I think a Presbyterian News Service in Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. So
he's moving then too, huh?
Yep. His wife was called to a certain position, and he was like, oh, I'm going where she's going. So
yeah, but I'm out. I really like him. Yeah. I really like his reporting.
Yeah. We tried to get him on the podcast a few times, and he said he wasn't the interviewee type. He wouldn't be a good interview.
He can fucking dole it out, but he can't take it, huh?
Apparently.
God damn it.
Dole out those fucking sweet-ass Hawaiian shirts every week. Front row center at council meetings. No, he's a good dude, and I think I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, me too. I'll miss him.
Mm-hmm. So the National Presbyterian News Service in Tennessee is where he's off to become an editor for that magazine.
You bet.
Mm. Or newspaper.
Something.
Weekly somethings. Let's see. Oh, they actually, the Friday packet came out this week. Like it does every Friday.
Weird.
Northwestern Energy will be giving a presentation on street lighting LED retrofit.
Woo! Wow. Very exciting.
Oh my God, this has been an ongoing process for the past 5 years.
And we've already discussed this on the Friday Packet.
We have.
So, we are way ahead of the curve.
Way ahead.
If you've been listening, you're already very well informed.
Mm-hmm. You could probably go to that meeting and do what he's about to do, or she, in that presentation. Just interrupt him. Just stand up and say, hold on.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Hold on.
Two guys in a tiny house on the south side said something slightly different. How do you explain this, sir?
But they go into massive amounts of detail on their light poles and what they own, what style, you know, cobra head to contemporary post tops, if you will, from acorns to shoeboxes to alley yard lights. Oh, they're running the gamut.
Acorns to shoeboxes, huh?
Yeah. So if you've ever seen an acorn, you know what an acorn looks like? You got it in your head right now?
Seen no? some cartoons?
Yeah, have you seen some cartoons?
Imagine something a squirrel might carry.
Yeah. Just imagine in your head a completely inefficient light. It's basically like a giant lamp that just spreads light out over nothing.
Straight up into the air, right where we need it.
Straight up in the air. It looks really nice. They call it an acorn. And you wouldn't think it'd be a lot of detail. But holy shit, do they have a... They have an entire LED team member thing. So
wow.
There are 9 people working solely on streetlights.
Wow.
So we got old Steve Schmidt. Some bitch. He's out of Ekalaka. I'm just making this up. He's a he's a retired figure skater out of Yakima, Washington.
Yeah.
Ben Rustaki, he's an engineer. He is out of Reno, Nevada. He's an old car dealer.
He actually invented the term sandwich artist, too.
He did.
For Subway, and they bought that off of him, and he lived on that for a couple of years. But his,
he did.
He developed a drug problem because of the money, and so then he had to get into LEDs.
That's true. When Ben came in, he was really adamant that relish needs to be in all these sandwiches, and people were like, Ben, the sandwiches do not need fucking relish. And he says, well, I'm fucking out of here. I'm done with this shit. And he's off and he's on street lighting districts in Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
You've also got Patty Ruffish. She's an analyst data.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making that up.
Nope.
Analyst data.
Mm-mm. We're not making any of those up.
She's out of Sacramento, California. She is a goldfish farmer for exotic pets here in Billings.
That's right.
Lana Monson, she's a street lighting coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
That explains itself.
Tom Voight's, John Voight's third cousin.
Ooh, yes. She had a light blue Chrysler Sebring, or LeBaron, sorry, mm-hmm. instead of the red one that John had, right? Yeah. Debbie Singer, she's been around forever. She's a senior key accountant represent.
Tativ.
Lisa Perry, community relations manager.
She's related to Joe Perry.
She is.
Or Steve Perry.
Yep.
Both.
She actually edited and mastered the album Get a Grip.
Ooh.
So she's got some cred.
She's the female of the triplets, just like the Nelson twins.
Yep.
And the chick who was on Father Dowling Murders.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. You gotcha. Got it. Nicole Binge. Senior Operations Manager, Billings Division.
Yep.
She's nice. Kane Clonch?
Clonch.
Clonch? Did you say that's Clonch?
Yeah,
I did. He's a construction manager for the Billings Division.
No relation.
Nope. No relation at all.
To anyone ever. He's a magical, timeless being.
He really was.
Has existed since before time.
He went through the Stargate in 1995 with Kurt Russell and decided... This is where I want to live. This is the time I want to be.
Yep.
And he's stayed ever since. You got Mike Check. Yeah, and he's the manager of infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
He only has one vowel in his last name.
He does. And that vowel is an H. You're keeping score at home.
Sometimes H. We always encourage our listeners to have a pen and paper ready.
Yes. When we start spouting, oh, look at these light fixtures, man.
Boy.
Ooh.
I wish our viewers could see this.
Oh, jeez.
I wish our viewers were viewers instead of listeners.
We're looking at Rodeway Cobra head-style LED replacements.
Mm.
Just a feat of modern engineering.
Look at those pigeon spikes.
Yeah. Look at the GE flat glass discreet LEDs. There's nothing really discreet about the terror that's on top of that light for a bird that comes in and gets impaled upon.
Just a bunch of old used needles glued to the top of it.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So they're just going to do between first and second.
Don't they know that they're going to save money? Why wouldn't they just replace all the rest of them?
Nobody's ever tried LEDs before, Stocky. This is a brand new thing.
No one's tried LED acorn lights?
Nope. They've never been plugged in to anything. Nobody knows if LEDs actually work.
Makes sense.
Yep.
They couldn't move slow enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pole type. They do include what pole type. So these ones, for instance, are made of steel.
As opposed to like shaft type?
Yeah.
Pole and shaft are completely two different mediums.
And These are the rare steel light poles.
Oh, not the Galvies?
Well, I mean, they have...
A lot of those Cobras were Galvies, weren't they?
There's butter ones.
Ooh, butter.
And there's a...
Margarine like or butter?
A couple hundred even bread ones in Billings. All right. They're better for crashes. They're pedestrian safe.
So...
And you can eat them.
You may be asking yourself at home, why LEDs?
I was.
Yeah. Well, LED streetlights use about 50% less electricity than traditional high-pressure sodium, or HPS, lights.
You know what else I've been asking myself?
What's that?
Why now?
Well, Northwestern has been evaluating LED streetlights for several fucking years.
Mm.
I mean, we're not talking one or four or five. We're talking several.
Really?
Recent price decreases have made them more cost-effective. What do you think those recent price decreases involve?
China.
You know, China?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Stocky.
Yeah.
Will all streetlights be replaced?
As a matter of fact, no. The Northwestern Energy LED project will not affect customer-owned streetlights. For example, streetlights owned by cities or other local government entities, those owned by the Montana Department of Transportation and homeowners associations, will not be upgraded by Northwestern. It will not fucking happen. Not on my watch. Not ever. Sorry, Sammy. I'm sorry.
So, what's the cost of the project then?
Oh,
I ask.
Well, the overall cost of this Montana project is expected to be about $24 million goddamn dollars.
Mm.
That's a lot of pull.
Oh.
The project involves replacing existing street light heads lamps.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On a one-to-one basis with equivalent LED products. Generally, poles will not be replaced, nor styles of lighting fixtures changed.
Mm. Is there some kind of a timeline for this project?
I'm glad you really asked that, because I woke up last night and I was thinking, how long is this going to take? How many people am I going to inconvenience with this upgrade? So
you're telling me you could fall asleep in the first place not knowing?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
I really can. We're going to install sample LED lights in selected locations in Billings and Helena.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, Helena shows up in here. Those commie bastards
can't
from
write
up
a
west.
Info sheet for two cities.
The fall of 2018, so it's happening probably right now. Those two cities are scheduled to undergo a broader conversion in 2019. Whatever that goddamn means. Other Montana communities have demonstration sites set up for 2019. That's the same.
Yeah, that's I'm fine with it.
All right. Okay. And then we'll see the switch between 2020 and 2022. And Northwestern Energy is still working to develop the rollout schedule for additional communities.
Rollout.
As Ludacris would say, rollout.
He says so many wise things.
The Ron Hill protest of city assessments, this has showed up in, like, I want to say the last three packets, and it's just, we could make an entire series out of this. This is six pages of just him basically protesting tax assessments on his property.
Really?
That's in a trust of some sort. Just gloss over.
Good Lord. What's his problem with it?
I have no idea. I've tried to read it, and then I passed out, and then I got up, and then I passed out again, and then I just kept on scrolling past it.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Well, we'll keep our listeners informed on how that shakes out.
Oh, yeah. So first quarter updates are up for all the TIF districts. So the Billings Industrial Revitalization District, if you've been down there in the past few months, you've noticed that every single goddamn street is torn up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of that.
Closed, et cetera.
Closed, et cetera. They're doing boulevards. They're doing curb and gutter. They're doing street. They're doing it all. That's happening down there. They've got money in their balance and stuff. They've got a cash balance of $3.9 million.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Not tea bag,
like,
as they say, not tea bag. There's nice before and after pictures at 323 North 14th Street.
Yeah.
That's some wonderful shake
work.
Yeah, shake work with a nice 4x8 sheet of door.
Mm.
They They don't build them like they used to.
Luxurious. So what's the after look like?
The after is a sideways photo that you have to kind of cock your head at a weird
angle. Turned it on its fucking side? That's amazing. How did they get the sky off to the left there?
Geez, there's a sign. They look at all the leaves.
Just built a huge cliff and jammed a street pole into the side of it. That is amazing.
Yeah. You know, you got downtown's, you know, Billings Partnership, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What some of the highlights are downtown there? We got they had their Billings Film, or was that Montana Film Festival?
The Mint.
Was that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago?
Montana International. Month ago, maybe.
Month ago-ish?
I don't know. God, it seems like forever.
Yeah. I think it was a good deal. Looked like fun. Excuse me.
Development team of the Billings Hardware Building on Montana. That's that one that's been boarded up forever.
Mm-hmm. But, they're going to turn that into living space above and retail below.
Yeah.
That's kind of the initial idea. Plan.
Yeah, Mary Westward used to live in there. Remember that?
I do. The year was 1963.
Yeah.
And I had just applied to the Army. And I was alone. I was sitting in my basement wondering, why did I join the Army?
Just about to kiss your sweetheart goodbye and ship off.
And they were said, off to Korea, my young man, off to Korea.
63. Yeah, that sounds right.
I got on a plane. I didn't go to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Cambodia on a covert operations plan.
That didn't happen.
It did not happen.
That's right. Yeah. Anywho. Selling Lou Taubert building. Trying to get some good
tenant. To whom?
Nobody yet.
Nobody?
That I know of. Trying to get a good tenant in there. That's a good location.
It's a good corner lot right there at Sky Point.
Yep.
Right next to the bin. Yeah. And
One Source Lighting's open.
Oh, their new architectural store-ish.
Yep.
It's not really a storefront. It's more of a architect kind of lighting design place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I understand.
Toad and Willow has moved in next door to them, too, and it's really nice in there. If you like rather expensive furnishings for your home or office.
You think if they were going to open another Toad and Willow store, they would call it Willow and Toad?
Mm.
Just so you could just dissimulate from the two.
Tell the difference. It's important. You don't want people getting confused.
You going to Toad and Willow or you going to Willow and Toad? Well, I'm going to Willow and Toad. Oh, because Toad and Willow is over here. Willow and Toad's over, you know.
It's the south.
Blah, 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 blah.
Makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They created a parking communication committee. To begin marketing of parking in downtown.
Or as we call it, parketing.
Get out.
No comment.
Nope.
Downtown Billings Alliance is looking to relocate in 2019.
That's where are you right.
going? Well, not real sure yet.
Mm.
Probably not like St. Louis. Probably just somewhere else in downtown.
Going to Kansas City?
No.
Kansas City, here we come.
I'm the king of Kansas City. But we are moving our shop off-site starting in November.
Mm-hmm.
For working on vehicles and parking stuff and having a place to weld and bash stuff with hammers and grind and sand and make a lot of noise.
I like it.
It's very exciting. It's a location that I've been in love with for quite some time.
Right on.
It's the old Angry Hank's garage.
All right. So the office would eventually move somewhere else, other than that, would be your little
kind of
corner of the world.
And the equipment shop, yeah.
Equipment shop, and then the office would move somewhere close, you would think?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
The administration and much of our, you know, on street work would still be performed out of the office, just no welding or spray painting.
Fair enough.
But
no huffing of vapors.
Yeah, but there's 11 or 12 employees there who need offices, and we only have 4 offices in our current location, so.
Makes sense.
I mean, I'm not much with math, but that sounds like not quite enough.
Mm-mm. That's like 9 things.
Yeah. It's true. What is 11 plus 4? Nobody knows. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
2 plus 2 equals 5.
General Alliance work.
Zap him. Blah. 1984.
Blah.
Blah. And there's also talk of that NFL property right next to it being turned into a recreational facility, community recreational facility.
Enfield.
So if you're...
Where is that?
If you're going down Kingan Avenue East and you go to the corner where the Holiday and there's like a Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and a Popeyes.
Nice.
There's like a farmhouse with the ditch running through it where the city, I think, dumped a bunch of its surplus surplus snow and let it melt out there. They bought that property, and there's talks of that turning into a community recreational facility, like indoor soccer fields or hockey arenas or basketball courts. And yeah, so that's a possibility.
Sounds nice.
Sure does.
Do it. More soccer.
More soccer. Fiscal year 2019 budget. They're 25% of the way through the fiscal year.
Is that the first quarter then?
First quarter budget actual report review. We are 25% away through the fiscal year. As such, funds should have approximately 25% of their operating budget. And the note on that is all other funds appear to be appropriately positioned for this time of year. So
public safety fund is a little over budget? A
little bit.
Because of our visits from Mr.
Santa Claus, that's correct.
Yep.
He came down from the North Pole on the 23rd this year, once one day early. And goddamn if those reindeer don't eat their fucking weight out of house and home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it works.
Just a bunch of detailed numbers if you're interested in that sort of stuff.
Budget pages.
Jesus, it just goes on forever. That's forever. And then this random council initiatives.
Approved since August?
Yeah, of 2018, just gives a, for example, Councilmember Clark moved to direct staff to present information by the first work session in March on establishing a public safety district, seconded by Councilmember Sullivan, who is now in Houston, and it was approved. Presentation was made back in March 7th of 2016, discussed at the let's see, that'd be August 21st, 2017 work session.
So that's pretty quick turnaround on that.
And then it was discussed again at the September 17th, 2018 work session, and additional work pending council direction to staff.
This is compelling.
This is,
wow.
Yep. So let's do another one.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's go, Councilmember Brewster. Moved to direct staff to draft an ordinance for council consideration concerning tree ownership. We're talking tree ownership to address damage to neighboring property owners. So if you are in Middle Earth and a rogue tree breaks out from the forest and he's talking real slow and then he just passes out on your lawn and takes out your septic tank.
Yep.
This is what we're talking. So there was a memo by Assistant City Attorney Gina Dahl, completed an email to council. Memo may impact request for ordinance. So if you could decipher that, I have no idea what happened, what's going to happen, if anything did happen.
Or why.
Or why. All we know is that we were in Middle Earth, there was a tree, and
he got drunk.
He got real hammered and just went face first into a septic tank. It was ugly. God. Council member got involved.
I've seen it 1,000 times.
I've had a nickel for every time I saw a tree passed out in a shitter holder. Jeez. I'd have at least $20.
Mm. Today.
Today is the greatest day.
Ugh. Council action summary last week.
Ooh.
Cromley was excused.
For what?
Doesn't say. And Brown was excused. Holy shit, nobody was there.
Was there even a quorum?
Proclamations. The mayor proclaimed National Chiropractic Health Month in October.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and National Code Compliance Month.
Oh. God damn it. In celebration of such facts, someone set a pallet fire in the middle of a street.
Mm-hmm.
And just scream, code compliance, code compliance.
Just bring out your tallest weed for the courthouse lawn. Very exciting.
Yeah.
White Cane Awareness Day, October 15th.
Ooh, White Cake Awareness Day?
White Cane.
Oh, I thought it was white cake.
So, yeah.
Wow.
On the 15th.
Like a sponge cake?
If you see somebody walking around with a white cane, kick it out of their hand in celebration. I'm aware of this!
Huzzah!
Congratulations, sir, or madam,
or madam,
as the case may be, and Pink Day, October 16th. Administrator reports, consent agenda, bid awards. Nice. Approved, approved, donation, you approved.
You
donation,
keep going. I'm just going to go piss off to the side of the house.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go off.
Please hold. Take it.
Woo.
You like that? So.
Oh, where'd we live? It was National Code Enforcement Appreciation Day. Was that?
Something like that.
Fucking along those lines.
Code awareness.
Code awareness.
No, wait, wait, wait. National Code Compliance Day and White Cane Awareness Day. So.
What does a white cane have to do with anything?
Blind people.
Is that what that is?
Son of a bitch, yeah.
Oh.
No, yes.
I didn't know.
So here's the remarkable part about this. This is the action summary of the last city council.
All right.
All of that other shit we talked about, whatever. What's remarkable is called to order 5:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Adjourned 5:53 p.m. 23-minute. Yeah.
What happened in 23 minutes? Well, they were able to obviously say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to guess that where there was an invocation of some sort.
Yeah. Resolution 18-10773 approving an extension of the cable franchise agreement with Bresnan Communications.
Okay.
Friedel and Ronning opposed.
Really?
Yep. Huh. Second final reading of Ordinance 185720 for zone change 970 is zone change for neighborhood commercial community. Jeff Esman, agent, approved.
Oh, that's the water thing by out by Blue Creek.
Yeah.
Where that little blue basket is.
Mm-hmm.
Free water or city water. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah.
That's the other cisterns.
Public comment. Ken Crouch, 1642 Wentley Place, Billings, Montana, provided information concerning the Municipal Equality Index and encouraged council to support a non-discrimination ordinance.
Good for him.
Yep, absolutely. And then Amy Carter provided a copy of Missoula's Ordinance Number 3428 and encouraged council to support a non-discrimination ordinance.
Ooh.
And, surprise of all surprises, Dennis Olsted.
Get out.
Stated he had attended the city administrator interviews and recommended Chris Kokulski as the new city administrator. That's why they decided on him.
The Illuminati was involved, but let's prove it right now.
That's pronounced Olsted.
Olsted.
Ken Illuminati.
Ken Illuminati Olsted.
Dennis Illuminati, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Ken Crouch. I was confused.
Well, that's exciting.
So the Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen. Yes.
The Poor Dozen.
The Poor Dozen. I think I described it to you as poor shaming at its best.
Yep.
This is the Code Enforcement Division. Report. So they do this every year, what they call it the Dirty Dozen. So they put 12 of the biggest problem properties in Billings on this list, and they publicly shame them into compliance, or they just sue them into oblivion.
This is very timely, being a national code something month.
Right, and in White Cane, you know.
Awareness
week, month.
Gotcha.
So they've taken two properties off the list. So if you live somewhere near Stone Street, their property is in compliance now.
Mm-hmm.
2206 Fairview Place, it's in compliance now. We'll start with number 12.
Oh.
Number 12, 3215 First Avenue South. If you've ever been down there, it was, at one time it was Country Pine, where they used to build beds and stuff that was rustic looking.
Yeah.
And then it caught on fire and burned down, and then it turned into a giant, like, car lot full of just stuff.
Yep. Wrecked cars.
Wrecked cars, and, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe had to be consulted with us, and that took for frickin' ever, but they started to clean it up, so it's getting nicer.
What was its former ranking?
Its former ranking was number 12, so it's held steady.
That's good.
It's the
change.
The namesake of the Dirty Dozen. Unless it was like a Baker's Dozen. I don't know. Why wouldn't you do 13? You
should do the Dirty Baker's Dozen.
I mean, if we're going to make it memorable.
Oh, God.
1516 Wicks Lane. It's new to the Dirty Dozen list. That's a specific note to that. Cases started back in July 2018. Open storage and junk vehicles. Owner has extended time to clean up, but the... mid August 2018. Looks like it's
1516 orderly to Wicks, me. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. It's organized piles of stuff.
Number 10, 901 Alderson Avenue. Previous rank, number 9. So it's dropped. It's dropped one position.
901 Alderson?
Yeah. Constant contact with the owners. Incremental compliance. It's been in municipal court. And there's status hearings. So, yeah, there's that happening.
I'm familiar with that house. It doesn't... I guess those are photos of the backyard. Can I see those?
You can. So if you're not in compliance with code, you just start getting shuffled through the court system, it looks like.
Sure.
Which I guess if you... exhausted all our opportunities, that's the only way you feel like you can go, which I guess makes sense.
I guess so, yeah.
Maybe you could... I'm sure they have. They've probably coordinated with homeowners and said, what can we do to help you remediate this? We don't want to sue you into oblivion or find the shit out of you. Do you want us to fundraise for like a dumpster of some sort? What's going on here? You never know if that's going on. Number 9 is 3520 Cook Avenue. Open storage. Case opened in June 2018. It's in a real estate trust fund. Owner deceased in 2016. The trustee is a local law firm. Of course, they won't name the local law firm because I'm sure they've redacted that from the public record.
Those guys are rich, so.
42 Florine Lane, Unit 9. It's a dangerous structure. Looks pretty dangerous to me.
I don't know. That looks fine. That's got to be at least 60% of that trailer house.
Yep, Marvin's Mobile Home Park, as the homeowner stated in the then abandoned demolition of MH. Hmm. I'm going to guess MH is abbreviated for mobile home.
Yep.
The case was open in June 2018, and it looks like it's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
20 Washington Street and 46 Washington Street. They're dangerous structures. They look relatively dangerous. Yeah. Fire in 2001, 20 Washington Street, back in Billings. Case opened in October 2016. The city attorney is waiting for state attorney general procedure for, how would you say that word? ESCHEAT of REAPA.
A sheet?
A sheet?
I'm going to look that up.
I wish you would.
Yeah, that's...
What is a sheet of real property?
A sheet? A sheet. ESCHEAT, right? Whoa. Wind's coming up.
It is. And every single leaf off of my tree just
fell. Oh, the reversion of property to the state. Or so in feudal law, to a lord.
A lord?
Hmm. Yeah. on the owners dying without legal heirs.
So at 46 Washington, the owner is deceased in 2015.
Okay.
He has no heirs, no probate. So the state owns this property.
Huh.
And they're waiting for procedure of a sheet, which started 3 years ago.
So why is that a code enforcement thing if there's nobody
who owns it? Keeps bitching about it. It's like, this place is still ugly. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's dead. It's in the state's hand. What do you want us to do?
Reanimate him and have him clean it up.
Reanimator.
Call the necro. The city has a necromancer, right?
Yes, they do. His name is John Brown.
I think so. It's a name. It's actually Johnny Cash.
Ooh.
No relation.
Ooh. Johnny Paycheck?
No. That's the guy who performs the, what is it when you get the demon out of somebody? Exorcism.
The exorcism.
He's the city exorcist.
That makes sense.
Johnny Paycheck.
Number six is 818 South 29th Street. It is a dangerous structure, as they call it. They've had successful contact with out-of-state owner, local assistance to close up buildings and manage property, pending buy-sell.
Ooh, somebody's purchasing it, eh?
Apparently.
What is that? What is that top right?
This looks like a cabinet set, and that looks like a garage that was built by someone that was missing a shoe. Like in Happy Gilmore, when his caddy's like, I think it goes down slightly to the left. It's like, man, it's only that way because you have one shoe on.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Number 5, 1709 St. John's Avenue. Open storage of junk and debris.
So these compelling pictures that they have of this code violation, there's a minivan?
Yeah, it looks like a...
It's
not a town and country. It's a... what is that?
I don't know.
A Grand Voyager, I want to say.
Yeah. So the before picture, there's the back of a maroon minivan parked next to a White House, and it's got two tubs behind it. Standard, like, storage tubs with lids. And then the after picture, the tub on the left is gone.
It's gone.
That's the only difference.
What the hell happened? the owner just died back in 2014.
Two tubs.
Now there's one.
Yep.
Contact made with relative living at this address. Okay. They're attempting to assist. They're number 5 on the list there.
That is a dirty.
Oh, this one's pretty nice.
No, oh, yeah. Those
1015 McKinley Road. McKinney Road.
Yeah.
They were previous number 3. It's an incomplete building, so it's a... that's a duplex.
Yep.
So it's a duplex. They halted building in 2017. The case opened in 2017. So the owner failed to comply with citation issued in June 2018. There was a municipal court hearing on July 25th, 2018. Judge ordered owner to obtain a building permit within 60 days by September 19th, 2018. Owner failed to obtain permit. Judge granted an additional 60 days. There's a status hearing on November 14th of 2018. This is it's a doozy. So
standard looking snout style.
Oh God, the front doors are back duplex. Set from the double garages, and it's... You have to make eye contact with your neighbor every single morning.
Nothing like walking down a nice cave to your front door.
Holy shit, that's a beautiful design if I've ever seen one.
Gorgeous.
Number 3, 120 South 29th. So this is a compound. Utility shot off in 2013. Open storage of junk and debris, boarded building, case open in 2018. This one... So I think it's number 3, 2, and 1. No, 1 is on state. So 2 and 3 are all basically the same burned out property on South 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's pending civil action. I mean, this is in this is in court.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, this is all this guy has. I want to say left. This is his, and he's just got no other option.
Jesus. And just imagine a house that the front still kind of exists, but the entire middle is burned out.
Yep.
Wow.
I believe that's one where they were cooking the hash and the whole house exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was that one. Do you remember that one back in the day?
Yep.
Severe impact on surrounding property. And number 1 is on State Avenue. No address given. previous rank number one. It's a dangerous structure back in 2015. It's fire damage, inadequate and improper boarding of doors and windows. Owner died without assigning heirs. He requested legal assistance in February 2017. October 2018, city attorney waiting for state attorney general to advise on procedure for a sheet of real property.
Wow. So most of these, the owner died.
Dead owners, and would you say it's most of these people just kicking a dead horse?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would assign that to it. And we go, this one's got a different one.
That's a new question.
That's a new questions slide.
I love that.
These are hands holding up different colored question marks.
Ooh, that looks like a non-discrimination ordinance.
Ooh, yeah.
Kind of style there.
Let's see.
That sucks.
It does suck. You got the schedule there. That's what's in your Friday packet. 70 pages of Friday packet this week, in case you were wondering. Which is a lot.
Yeah.
I got your Dirty Dozen on there. Named after the movie that, American soldiers hunted down evil Nazi war criminals and just murdered them.
We should just kill all these people.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, it's just hunt these people down, murder them in their houses, and then put it into a sheet in the state.
Kill them and all their heirs. Well, we'll just a sheet it.
Just a sheet the shit out of it.
Hey. Yeah, just a sheet and a shit.
It's the standard protocol. State
March. God damn it. I like it.
Mm-hmm. What is that? We're going to get to know a council member again this week.
Oh, great idea.
You think it would be?
Yep.
All right. We're going to get at the map.
Let's go mappish. We'll go mappish.
Excuse me.
We're going to go to Ward 2. You know where Ward 2 is? I bet you don't. You're probably sitting at home. You're like, I wonder where Ward 2 is in the city of Billings, Montana. And you've stopped. You've taken one earbud out, and you're starting to type into your computer or cellular phone, where is Ward 2?
Be sure to include Billings, Montana.
Yep. And where Ward 2 is right next to number 3 and just south of number 1.
Does it abut?
It does. It does indeed. No. What we're talking about is the Heights. We're talking about the Heights area.
Ah. Is that the one that's further out in the Heights or just kind of the beginning of the Heights?
So the boundary of the Heights, more or less, is Mary Street, and it goes into a little bit of Bitterroot. So you got Highway 312. You can go on Highway 87 towards Roundup, or you can go out towards Shepherd. That's kind of,
yeah,
more or less the cutoff of Ward 2 here in the city of Billings. And we've got a couple people who come to that area. And the one we're going to learn about today, what little information we do know about him is Larry Brewster.
Ah, yes, Larry Brewster.
Ward 2. He sits right next to old Yakovich at City Council meetings. He's pretty stoic. He has retired. He had the same job at MDU for, 30-plus years?
Something like that, yeah.
He's been in Billings for 29-some years.
Old-school type of dude.
Very old-school dude. He will push back when you push against him. I noticed that. Which I kind of tend to appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Yeah. Get a little fired up.
He's engaged.
He's engaged to a... No. He's been married. Got a couple kids. That's basically all you detail about Larry Brewster.
Yeah, he's an...
You kind of have to talk to him personally if you want to know any more about him. He's not a very publicly known figure on the interwebs.
I wonder if he has a Facebook page.
I want to say it did, but it's the internet search engine, so who knows if that's actual fact.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna look him up, right. Larry Brewster.
One of the stories he was kind of quoted in was when Art Space came for. What was that? They wanted like $500,000 for,
kind of a live workspace.
Live workspace in downtown, and I believe it was McFadden when he was still on the council called them a whole bunch of beatniks.
That's right.
And, sort of ignited another group of people. And he really didn't have anything negative to say anything. He was just, if you want to change things, start running.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is sort of thing. He was involved in, I think, the school board for quite a while. He's been on that. and a lot of his time. He's retired. So he retired from his job to be basically a full-time city volunteer, where he's a council member and also just involved in numerous activities across the city. So he's just engaged and interested in city politics across the city. So
there it is.
I appreciate that.
He seems to be a bit of a motorhead. He's got a...
Was he being like an Ace of Spades, or are we talking Iron Fist?
Ace of Spades, I think.
All right. Pretty popular kind of guy.
Yeah. It's got a... He's currently on Facebook for sale. He has a 327 that's bored out to 341.
Oh. That's numbers.
Yep. 179 cam, mini extras, 330 horsepower for $1,800.
What a deal.
And he drives a really nice Toyota Land Cruiser.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's a durable car.
Yep. Good choice. Good choice, Larry. Huh. I admire his taste in vehicles. And there you go. He's also on the committee for the USS Billings.
Oh, the sub?
War. Yep.
Mm.
Let's see, what else can we glean from this Facebook page? He likes to shake hands with people quite a bit, apparently.
Good deal. Does he make eye contact?
Yes, he does.
Good
he does.
Deal.
He likes to stand next to, apparently he has another Land Cruiser that I was unaware of. He likes to stand
two Land
next
Cruisers?
To. Yeah.
Or maybe he just likes Land Cruisers.
Maybe he does. I don't know. His birthday is April 23rd, and his daughter sent him a Sturgill Simpson video.
Ooh, which one?
Hero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Country Heroes, that's a good song.
Yep, it's pretty good. And there he is being sworn in with Chris Friedel, Ryan Sullivan, and Dick Clark.
Yep. So he's technically in his first term, I believe, right now.
But he was on before, though, right?
Yeah, he got voted out by, who was that? Dennis Pittman.
Yeah, that's right. And then he replaced Pittman again.
And then he replaced Pittman, so he's technically in his first term, expiring in... 21?
That sounds right.
Yep.
So, yeah, since he's with Friedel and Sullivan and Dick, then, yeah, that would be it. Yeah.
Nothing really too controversial about him.
No, he's all right, dude. He pays attention.
He pays attention. He's got...
Votes his conscience.
Sure does.
We should have a little teaser for our upcoming extra special episode.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday morning, you and I took an hour out of our busy day to...
Busy days.
And AJ took an hour out of his record buying to... have breakfast with
us. Does he buy records?
That's what I've heard.
Wow.
There's a kind of a rumor going around town.
If AJ was to buy a record, which record would you recommend that he buy that you know he probably wouldn't have?
Probably Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
You think so? Mm-hmm. All right. Because you go to Amy Winehouse, I'm going to go... did they put Ella Fitzgerald songbooks, best of songbooks on vinyl?
I would imagine.
You would think so. Best of Songbooks was like a best of her.
Yeah.
So, AJ, when you're at Ernie November's next week, or probably tomorrow, Tuesday,
right now.
Wednesday, or just right now.
Just in the parking lot waiting for him to open tomorrow.
You probably are. Yeah. You got your sleeping bag out. You got your tent attached to the back of your truck.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting out there, probably watching The Office. You go in there and say, what do you have for...
Scott's Tots episode.
Scott's Tots. I'm looking for Amy Winehouse, and I'm looking for Ella Fitzgerald. You go in there and you buy it.
I love it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go. Just go do it.
You have our endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
We're gonna have a fun episode with AJ. Maybe two.
It might be a two-parter. So yeah. We were at the Dude Rancher having some breakfast in the morning, discussing the previous night's happenings.
Don't give away too much now.
I don't want to. We're not going to do it. It involves some investigating. It involves a lady named Chris.
Yes, it sure does.
It involves bricks.
It involves smoking cigarettes and staring in the window of your hotel room.
It sure does.
Or I guess motel in this case. That's old school.
Is it a motel? No, it's got two levels. Oh, is a motel all one level?
I don't know. I was just going with the horseshoe-like layout, but I think you might have a point there, Stocky.
It's hotel, motel. Hotel, I don't know.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. So yeah, we got that coming up probably towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to do, I believe I'm going to take a tour. Oh, both of us might be taking a tour on Friday of Maybe a graveyard.
That'd be neat.
Maybe a mausoleum. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, I think it sounds like a wonderful time.
I think so, too.
Beautiful plan.
I think it is. It's going to be great. You're going to look forward to it. Like I said, if you want to go to patreon.com/thefridaypackout and become a RoboCop level member, you'd buy us for a dollar. You too can buy us for a dollar. $12 for a year, $6 for half a year, $1 for a month.
It would probably be a good idea to have more membership levels, but just having one and calling it RoboCop is perfect. Just about the greatest thing in the world. So
this is nice.
Okay, I guess we're not going to make much money on this.
It's all not tax deductible. I mean, you're going to give us all your dollar.
Yeah.
You can't report it.
It's not going to even approach paying for this podcast.
No.
But
God damn it.
That's funny. So we're keeping
email,
it.
A sweet email thank you note.
Yeah.
A personal one from, it's not just Jason Statham. It's a couple other actors as well.
Yeah. So
it's a really nice piece of dialogue that if you donate a dollar, that you'll just appreciate it for years to come.
It's so worth it.
I mean, what are you doing with that dollar? You're just sitting on it right now. You're probably looking at a dollar bill right now. It's like, I probably got a dollar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why not give it to the Friday Packet?
Yeah.
We'll take it and we'll do something with it.
You stay away from that dollar menu too.
True.
You don't need it.
No.
You need this.
Why get a junior bacon cheeseburger when you could get a junior bacon RoboCop?
That's right.
Junior bacon cheeseburgers still a dollar?
No, I think they're like $1.69 or something like that now.
Rip off.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Yeah, God, inflation, man.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, rampant. Obama.
Awesome, I think we did it.
I think so.
It's getting dark, and it's only 6:50. It's that time of the year, man.
It is. It's coming. It's happening to us.
It is. I know it's your brother. It's snowing in 16 up in Red Lodge.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Insanity.
Brutal.
I do not support this.
Bottle up. Stay safe out there.
We love you. Good.
America.